from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. There were fresh reports of clashes Tuesday in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz. It's the first major city the Taliban has captured since being ousted from power in 2001. Security forces surrounding the city began attempts to wrest control from the insurgents, whose offensive drew alarm and condemnation from Afghan and UN officials. A statement from Afghanistan's defense ministry said troops had retaken the police headquarters as well as a city prison, while NATO said the U.S. military carried out an airstrike in the area. NATO spokesman Colonel Brian Trebus said the strike was done to eliminate a threat to coalition and Afghan forces around Kunduz. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for gunning down an Italian aid worker in the diplomatic quarter of Bangladesh's capital. The information comes from the Site Intelligence Group that monitors jihadist threats. The claim by the Sunni extremist group could not be independently verified. The country's home minister, Azizuddin Khan, said, however, that authorities have found no evidence that the Islamic State was involved in the killing. Police had said earlier there were no leads in tracing the three unidentified assailants who, riding on a single motorcycle, drove up alongside the Italian citizen Cesare Tavella and shot him Monday night. Jack Warner was once one of the most powerful men in soccer, and he's been banned from all football-related activities for life, according to the Ethics Committee of the world governing body FIFA Tuesday. Warner was one of 14 soccer officials and sports marketing executives who were indicted in the United States on May 27th on bribery and other charges. VOA News. Volkswagen announced plans Tuesday to refit up to 11 million vehicles and overhaul its namesake brand to try to move on from the scandal over its cheating on diesel emissions tests. The new chief executive, Matthias Müller, said the German carmaker would ask customers in the next few days to have diesel vehicles that contained illegal software refitted. It's a move that some analysts say could cost more than $6.5 billion. Europe's biggest carmaker has admitted cheating in diesel emission tests in the United States, and Germany's transport minister says it also manipulated them in Europe. That's where Volkswagen sells about 40% of its vehicles. Oil prices rose Tuesday after evidence of tightening supplies in the United States outweighed concerns over the health of the Chinese economy. China's giant manufacturing sector is shrinking, according to economists, as domestic demand falters. It fanned concerns that the economy may be slowing more sharply than feared. Stock markets skidded to 3.5-year lows, and the dollar sagged, pulled down by the weak Chinese data. But the outlook for the U.S. economy looks brighter, and oil supply there seems to be tightening, with Rum Report estimating a drawdown at over 1 million barrels last week from the Cushing, Oklahoma delivery hub for U.S. crude. New Zealand is to create one of the world's largest marine reserves to protect wildlife in the South Pacific. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The reserve is home to an array of endangered wildlife, including dolphins, turtles, and whales, while new marine species are regularly discovered. It's also an important breeding and feeding ground for seabirds, fish, and invertebrates. The announcement was made by New Zealand Prime Minister John Key, who's on a visit to the United Nations in New York.
The New Zealand government will establish a 620,000 square kilometre ocean sanctuary in the Kermadec region. It is truly a special place, and we want to keep it that way.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
China has ordered tens of thousands of boats back to shore and closed tourist attractions as a typhoon made landfall in the eastern province of Fujian early Tuesday after leaving two dead and hundreds injured in Taiwan. Fujian authorities told more than 30,000 fishing boats carrying around 160,000 people to return to shore as Typhoon Dujian approached on Monday, according to state media. The reports, however, made no casualties on mainland China. The Taiwanese government said Tuesday two people were killed. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.